This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Democratic National Convention is over. Now, what's next?
The next thing that happens is that moments from this convention turn into viral videos, turn into ads that are run on TV. People will be reminded of the highs of this convention all the way through the time the polls close.
Wisconsin Democratic Chair Ben Wickler says the hard work of knocking on doors and getting out the vote ramps up in earnest. Senator Tammy Baldwin is promising to protect Social Security and Medicare and taking Donald Trump to task for proposing cuts.
He's talking about cutting Social Security and Medicare while giving a huge new tax break to billionaires and corporations. Well, Kamala Harris is not going to let that happen.
Baldwin gave a short speech at the Democratic convention last night. She's running for re-election against Republican Eric Hovde. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson's DNC speech this week is stoking speculation about a job for him in a Kamala Harris administration.
I hear that from everybody else except for the Harris folks, so.
Johnson has been Milwaukee's mayor since 2021.
I'm very happy as mayor of our city. I think there's plenty of opportunity in Milwaukee and in Wisconsin.
On stage at the DNC, Johnson talked about how the bipartisan infrastructure law is revitalizing black neighborhoods. The official leading the roll call of states at the DNC was familiar to plenty of people in Wisconsin. Jason Ray grew up in Rice Lake and lives in Glendale. He says he came up with the idea of a highly produced roll call 4 years ago.
It was an opportunity for delegates to still do their important work, but also to celebrate, to unify. I know from everyone that I've talked to, the roll call was a highlight for them, and I know it was a highlight for me.
It's all part of Ray's job as Democratic National Committee Secretary. Four hotel security guards charged with killing a man in downtown Milwaukee this summer are pleading not guilty. Todd Erickson, Brandon Turner, Herbert Williamson, and Devin Johnson Carson were in court yesterday. They face felony murder charges in the death of Devontae Mitchell. Prosecutors say they held Mitchell down and suffocated him. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A Duluth business that helps residents pursue their professional goals held a long-delayed ribbon-cutting ceremony this week. According to a Fox 21 report, the ribbon-cutting had been delayed at Perception Coaching for about 4 years due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The organization works with people to identify their talents and passions to connect them with opportunities to put their skills to use. They also partner with other area businesses and are planning a retreat to evaluate new strategic planning strategies. University of Minnesota Duluth officials are sharing an update on the renovation project of their main production kitchen. According to a Fox 21 report, the remodel is still right on schedule and should not have an effect on students. The university is working out of professional food trailers to meet the dining needs of students while the renovations are underway. Kitchen staff are also using the remodel as an opportunity to experiment with some edits to their recipes. University officials expect the kitchen should be completed by early 2025. The new Carleton County Justice Center is now officially complete. According to a Northern News Now report, the Justice Center held its grand opening on Thursday, offering more privacy and security than the former building. Officials say the $75 million building will provide better access to courts, attorneys, and the sheriff's office under one roof. The Justice Center will officially open for law enforcement and court services on September 16th, and the new jail and dispatch area will be opened shortly after that. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has approved a contract for a multi-year improvement project on Wisconsin 105. According to a WDIO report, the project will stretch from the Minnesota state line to Superior. The over $4 million contract for the project was awarded to contractor Monarch Paving Company of Amory. Construction is scheduled to run from August 28th to November before breaking for the winter and picking back up in the spring. The improvements will include a French drain and upgrades to sidewalks and curb ramps. Some Bayfield residents are expressing concerns about recently introduced legislation to make the Apostle Islands a national park. According to a Northern News Now report, some residents think they weren't given enough of a chance to be a part of the process, believing they could have put their local knowledge to use on developing the most effective way to move forward. The legislation was introduced by Congressman Tom Tiffany with the hope that the designation would open up new opportunities for area residents. The city of Cloquet is looking for help from the community after graffiti was found near a popular park. According to a Northern News Now report, the damage occurred on the ATV trail and bridge near Spafford Park and on the walking path north of the St. Louis River. Law enforcement authorities believe the graffiti damage was done sometime between Sunday and Tuesday. As city officials work to clean up the affected areas, law enforcement authorities are looking for any information on potential suspects from the community. The president of Lake Superior College has announced her planned retirement at the end of the upcoming school year. According to a Northern News Now report, Dr. Patricia Rogers will leave the school at the end of June this spring after serving as president for the past 5 years. School officials say they will meet with students, faculty, and staff to determine what their priorities are going forward before they begin their search for the next president. They hope to name Dr. Rogers' replacement sometime early next spring. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is sharing an update on the Bong Bridge Improvement Project following a public meeting on Wednesday. According to a WDIO report, the Department of Transportation plans to use the Bong Bridge as a detour option during the Blatnick Bridge reconstruction, so construction will begin in the summer of 2025. One lane of the bridge in each direction will remain open during the construction project, which will include concrete repairs, replacing light bases and poles, and sealing the bridge deck. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers break camp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers had their final training camp practice in a joint session with the Baltimore Ravens. Jordan Love made some nice completions, but was also intercepted.
They're a really good defense. I mean, I think they ended the last year one of the best in the league. So they're really good, and it's a great test for us on offense. And obviously, I mean, I think after last week at Denver practice, you know, it wasn't our best performance. So we definitely wanted to bounce back. And I think, you know, we did a good job of doing that.
The two teams face each other tomorrow at noon for their final preseason game at Lambeau Field. Baseball tonight, the Brewers in Oakland to face the A's. The Crew losing to the Cardinals yesterday, 3-0 in St. Louis. Pat Murphy asked why he pulled Freddy Peralta after 5 scoreless innings pitched.
He threw a good breaking ball. He just missed with it a lot. I thought he was good. 5 innings of shutout. Only 2 hits, I think, and you can say what you want. The pitch count got up there, and I'm not interested in him keep going 100-plus when, you know, he's got a lot of big starts left.
Mets Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Need a feel-good film? Here's one of Pete's picks. Check out the documentary Long Shot. The film follows Juan Catalan, who is wrongfully convicted of murder. In the film, he claims to have been at a Dodger game with his daughter. Even though a celebrity lawyer takes the case, Catalan still can't provide an alibi until a major TV star steps forward and saves the day thanks to camera footage. It is a great feel-good watch and only 40 minutes long. Long Shot can be seen on Netflix and is guaranteed to entertain you. Who's up for a threequel of the animated persuasion? One of the most popular Pixar films ever, The Incredibles, will have a third installment. Writer-director Brad Bird, who also directed The Iron Giant, will be back helming the project as he did the first two films. 2014's Incredibles 2, which came out 14 years after the original, was the company's highest-grossing film ever until this summer's Inside Out 2 dethroned it. If there's one thing Hollywood needs, it's more total bros who have never acting in movies. Lionsgate is addressing the problem by casting Travis Kelce in an action comedy film called Loose Cannons. The plot pairs two handsome renegade cops. Usually it's just one loose cannon paired with a total stiff, but the word cannon has been pluralized. How far is Kelce planning on taking this acting thing?
And the Oscar goes to...
Break a leg, Chief. If there's a documentary about you and the word monster is next to your name, well, life might not be going your way. Such is the case for the Menendez brothers, Lyle and Eric. The lovable scamps are the subject of season 2 of the Netflix Monster series. Eric and Lyle were convicted of murdering their parents in 1996. They've got their quirks. Monsters drops September 19th on Netflix. Conan O'Brien as a sex worker? Who hasn't pictured that? On his Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend podcast, the former talk show host sat down with actor Walton Goggins, who stars in the new season of White Lotus. During their conversation, Conan said that last year while in Bangkok, he ran into White Lotus creator Mike White and pitched himself as a gigolo in the show's new season. Goggins said he could see O'Brien playing a gigolo and actually being a gigolo in real life, all while keeping a straight face. Good actor. The third season of White Lotus premieres on Max in 2025. Well, it's happened. After months of denying their marriage was in trouble and moving out of their $60 million crib, it's official. Jennifer Lopez has filed for divorce from husband Ben Affleck 2 years to the day after their big wedding celebration in 2022. Now she's Jenny from a different block. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight will drop into the upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid-80s by Sunday. Partly cloudy, muggy with a high in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com.